Here, in the monastery of Monfragine in Messina, Italy, lies the incorrupt body of St. Eustochia, founded by the saint herself in 1459. In recent centuries, because she is the co-patron of Messina every August the 22nd, her body has been exposed to the veneration of the people and with a solemn celebration. One of the miracles in the history of the saint is linked to this particular protection. It was the year 1650 when the city was struck night and day by earthquakes, so much so that the authorities and the people implored the intercession of the saint in Monfragine, inviting the nuns to pray for this purpose. The poor clares removed the body of St. Eustochia from the oratory, where they kept it and placed it in the choir, in its old stall. As the evening prayers were about to begin, the body, which has been incorrupt for almost 2 centuries, suddenly parted its lips, intoning the first line of a psalm from the office, which the nuns, terrified and moved, continued crying, especially when the body intoned the Gloria Patri. From that moment, the earthquakes ended. Now, St. Eustochia was born with the name Esmeralda, which means emerald, on the 25th of March, 1434, in Messina, Italy, the 4th of 6 children. Esmeralda's mother was a fervent Christian and enthusiastic admirer of the Franciscan religious order. Esmeralda was a beautiful young woman, both inside and out, who had a love for poverty. When she was 14 years of age, Esmeralda wanted to become a poor clare nun, but her father had arranged marriage for her to an older, wealthy widower. Esmeralda kept her hope in religious life, and the widower died before the wedding. But her father again arranged a marriage for his daughter, but that man also died, followed by Esmeralda's father himself. Now, when she entered the convent of Santa Maria di Basico, her brothers threatened to burn it down if she did not return home, which she did. But seeing her great desire, they experienced a change of heart. Esmeralda finally overcame family resistance and entered the convent of Santa Maria di Basico, one of the richest in Sicily, taking the religious name Eustochia. Unfortunately, Eustochia came to discover that the convent had drifted away from holy poverty lived by the foundress, St. Clare of Assisi. For more than a decade, Eustochia struggled to be an authentic Franciscan in a materialistic atmosphere. Now, some friars refused to say mass at the convent, believing that the sister's lifestyle was too strict. Eustochia then appealed directly to church authorities in Rome, who approved of Mother Eustochia's renewal of the Franciscan practice of self-denial and poverty. The friars, who had refused to assist at the convent, were threatened with excommunication should they continue to resist. Now, Eustochia's holiness drew many women to a community, so many that they soon outgrew the building and moved to Monfragine, near Messina, where the convent still stands. The local people considered Eustochia their patron and protector, and the cloister to be a place of refuge, especially during the earthquakes that rocked the area. Eustochia was a spiritual mother to her daughters, instructing, educating, and training them in the Franciscan life, encouraging them to meditate on the Passion of Christ, and often led them in 2-hour scripture study sessions. Eustochia conveyed to her nuns the fruits of self-denial and lovingly infused into their hearts the virtues, which she herself practiced with admirable constancy and heroism. She taught them to permit their whole lives with a simple and generous Franciscan spirituality, focusing on their beloved suffering Christ, to devote themselves to the Eucharist and to draw all necessary strength and nourishment for daily meditation from an intense liturgical life. Eustochia's love of Jesus in poverty and penance was outstanding. She wrote a treatise on the Passion, which unfortunately is now lost. Though she never visited the Holy Land, Eustochia had a devotion to the holy places that is reminiscent of St. Bridget of Sweden. In fact, she had one of the first sets of the Stations of the Cross, as we know them today, constructed within a convent. As she lay on a deathbed, Eustochia spoke to her daughters who had gathered around her about the Passion of Christ. She spoke for an hour before passing to her final rest on the 20th of January, 1485. She was beatified on the 22nd of June, 1987, and canonized on the 11th of June, 1988, by St. Pope John Paul II. A few days after her burial, Eustochia's tomb and body manifested extraordinary phenomena, and many people received powerful graces through her intercession. St. Eustochia Calafato, pray for us.